This is the Science Behind the Soldier, a podcast from the Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center.
Hey, welcome back to really a part two podcast of our greening program. And today we have a special guest. Madison Fox is with us.
Hi.
Thank you for coming and spending some time with us today. So Madison, first, let's get the workforce to understand who you are and where you came from and what brought you here to the Soldier Center.
All right, thank you. So I'm Madison Fox. I just graduated college in May of 23, and I joined full-time at Soldier Center in July. I joined as a result of being a SMART Scholar in college. So I was a physics major, and I applied for the SMART Scholarship as a sophomore in college, and I received the confirmation from NADIC that I could work here. I spent 10 weeks here last summer as an intern, and I loved it, and I was so glad that I could come back. And so now I've been here for about 6 months, and I'm working in the protection systems engineering team as a physical scientist. So far, I'm really enjoying it. I'm learning a lot as the time goes on, and I'm excited to learn more.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from West Virginia, so it was a big move, southeast West Virginia. Yeah, it's a big commitment, about a 12-hour drive, so much different from what I'm used to, but I'm enjoying it.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to West Virginia Wesleyan College, a small liberal arts school in Buchanan, West Virginia. And I double majored in political science and physics, actually.
That's so, a unique background.
Yeah, it's different, but I think it's really fortunate that I scored the position here because it's a really unique combination of interests, and this is perfect.
Is your family still back in the West Virginia area?
Yeah, they're still living in West Virginia. I actually just went to see them over Christmas, and that was really great. Got to spend some time resting and relaxing, enjoying family time, and now we're ready to start the new year here.
So besides the year that you spent up here, or the summer you spent up here, is this your really first time living up here?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up my entire life in West Virginia. I spent all 21 years of my life there, and I moved to Boston in July.
We'll get ready for this weekend because we're going to get a foot of snow.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I hope you have a shovel. Hey, so, I digress. Let's talk a little bit about the greening program. So how did you hear about the greening program initially?
So last year when I was an intern, I heard some words of it. My boss mentioned it. A couple coworkers said that they had participated in it, and it sounded like a lot of fun. I wasn't here long enough to participate last summer, so I was just waiting for the opportunity. And when the email came out, I think in August maybe, about it coming up in September, I was super excited to take part in it, and I wanted to learn a lot more. So
yeah, so let me ask you a question. Before you, prior to coming up here and spending the first time here, right? What did you know about the Army?
Nothing.
So, yeah. Even before we get there, how did you find out about NADIC in the summer program?
So, when I was applying as a SMART Scholar, they had a list of like 206 sponsoring facilities that I could choose from, and I knew that I'd like to live in the Northeast. I know that there's a heavy influence of education up here, a lot of smart people. And when I was looking through all the options, I noticed NADIC and how they focused on the soldier. I thought that was really important because I knew no matter what career I pursued, I wanted to be able to help people, and I wanted to have a direct impact on them. And when I was reading the mission statement of the Soldier Center and looking at all the work they did, I noticed that they were really helping people. Right. And that was really impactful for me, so I listed as my number one choice on the application.
Any of your family have a background in the service?
My grandpa was in the National Guard, but besides that, no.
Okay, well, that counts.
Yeah, it does count. So, I'm just not super familiar.
Yeah, so okay, so let's talk a little bit about the greening program now. You found out about it and you signed up immediately on it when it came out. Talk to me a little bit about the greening program, the initial introduction to it, and then how it went.
Okay, so it took a week. We spent 2 days in a classroom listening to very knowledgeable NCOs talking about their experiences in the Army. We had some really great help from Adam Adams facilitating the course. We learned about, the school book stuff, Army insignia and rank. We learned about patrolling and positions for squads. We learned about specific careers like engineers, infantrymen, etc. And then the next 2 days, after we were equipped with that knowledge, we went to Fort Devens to do field training exercises. And that was the fun part because we did the leadership reaction course. We were supposed to do shoot house training, but some things got turned around, so we just did some practice patrolling. It was challenging, but it was a lot of fun. And we were grouped into two groups, like two different squads, because we had about 18 people in our group. And it was a lot of fun getting to work with different people and in a team. And then after we did those two full days at Fort Devens, we went back on Friday. We reflected on our experiences. We did our after action report, mm-hmm. and then we were able to graduate and get our certificates.
Yeah, so typically we also try to get a helicopter ride to the Rhode Island National Guard, and I think in your case it didn't happen, but hopefully we'll make that up because that's really exciting.
Yeah, I'd really like to.
Talk to me about a little bit about the Leadership Reaction course. Did you get an opportunity during that course to be in charge of a obstacle or at all?
Yeah, I think that most of us in our group fell into natural leadership positions depending on the obstacle. We did one where we were crossing a river with planks that we were setting across stone pillars, mm-hmm. and we had one where we had to climb up on this like 15-foot wall. We were using each other as stairs, boosting each other on our shoulders. So I think in positions where I noticed my strengths coming through, I stepped up, and in certain places I knew I was uncomfortable and other people were far more comfortable and they were stepping up. And I thought it was unique and it was fun to be able to see where people were naturally leading and naturally following, and I thought that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
There's an old adage, you know, to be a really good leader, you have to be a really good follower.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
You
really
do. You have to understand all the aspects of it. So, well, that's good, though. So you guys got a lot out of that. And then you did some tactical exercises, I think, also?
Yeah, we worked with our airsoft guns, and we had the, I don't know, rubber ducks that they call them,
yep.
the fake guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing some squat exercises, forming up into positions, learning the hand signals, like going in a line, a wedge, etc. And we had the NCOs telling us where there might be an enemy. They had targets set up to make it look like an enemy, and we had to be, you know, looking all around us at all times, moving forward,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd have to get on the ground, and they'd be like, oh, Madison's injured, so this person needs to step up, etc. And that was interesting. It was really challenging.
What did you have for equipment on?
We had everything on, so we had OCPs. I wore my own boots. They didn't provide us boots, but we had our OCPs, we had the kit, and we had the backpack, and some people wore helmets, some people didn't, and then we were carrying around the rubber duck at all times.
Yeah. A little bit of weight, huh?
Yeah, it was heavy. It was definitely different from what I'm used to.
Yeah.
I think it's like 50 pounds, maybe, in
the
vest.
It's quite a lot. Yeah, it's a lot
of
weight.
Yeah.
I think the vest itself is probably 22 pounds, but the weapon's another 7 pounds, and if you have ammunition and all that stuff in a backpack, I mean, it gets to be heavy.
We had our MREs in our backpacks.
You
so.
Had a, do you, oh, you ate MREs too?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the MREs?
They were interesting for sure.
Interesting.
Honestly, better than I expected.
Oh, that's good though. But interesting is not what we want to hear. We want to hear delicious.
They were great. They were great.
No, they are good.
And I had tacos and rice.
Yeah. If you think about the challenge in an MRE, I mean, we have to have something that can sustain a soldier with the right calories, mm-hmm. but also be shelf stable for 3 years.
Absolutely.
That's a huge challenge. And
yeah.
they do a fantastic job. And then you have to change the menus out so mm-hmm. people don't get used to the same thing or bored of something,
yeah.
I should say.
Some people had preferences, so we were trading.
Oh, you were trading, right?
Yeah.
That happens in the field often. So,
yeah.
Well, good. So the experience, well worth it for you?
It was absolutely worth it. There were some challenges. I had to overcome some personal obstacles. You know, sometimes I find it hard to branch out of my comfort zone. And in the past, I've had a hard time working in a team, and I continuously try to work on that. I think this was a great experience to do that. And, you know, carrying heavy weights and climbing up on tall obstacles, they were all pretty scary for me. But I came out of it feeling so much more confident. And when I was gearing up to start this career, I knew that's the boost of confidence that I needed.
Yeah. How about the team, the interactions with the team?
They were good,
yeah. It was good.
We actually, our group, we had Squad A and Squad B. And Squad A, we went to Level 99 at the Natick Mall afterward, our first day at Fort Devens. And that was a really great team-building
activity.
Bonding
experience, yeah.
And the next day we came in and we were just working so fluidly with each other.
Yeah.
And we just knew each other's preferences. We knew each other on a personal basis. And I think that really, really helped.
So would you recommend this to other people, other team members here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody that I've met that's a new employee, whether I met them on the sidewalk or I met them during NEMO, I've been telling them how much fun it was, how good of an experience I had. And I really would encourage any employee that's been here any amount of time that they should do it. Because
yeah, I think the, you know, two parts of this from my perspective. One, it gets new employees a little bit understanding of what it's like to be a soldier. Mm-hmm. I mean, albeit it's very short time frame. But the other component that I think is important, you get to meet other people that you may have not met before.
Right.
I mean, we have, you know, almost 1,000 people that work both here and down in Orlando. And so, you know, that's, and, you know, with telework now, it's mm-hmm. it's sometimes hard to meet people. And so, anyways, any other thoughts on the greening program?
No, I'm just really thankful for the opportunity. Yep. It gave a lot of purpose to my position here.
Well, good. We're so glad to have you on board.
Thanks
so much. Thanks for coming all the way up from West Virginia to join us. And I hope this weekend isn't too much snow for you. So.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't.
Although they get
me
snow
away.
In West Virginia, don't they?
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah, plenty of snow. So, anyways, well, Megan, excuse me, Madison, thank you so much for your time today, and thanks so much for joining the team. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Okay.